Begin the current daven. Sefdes Shabbos da pedal. Begin the amenalf. Begin the taste of masal. It begins the words of the Gemara. L'chananya and according to Chananya, tiltal de shvar mishmei tiltal. The fact that it can be moved even through just oxen is considered that it's movable. Teshkam explained that really Rabban agreed to Chananya to this principle that tiltal de shvar is considered tiltal. That is, we learned in the Mishnah the halacha that a boat's not makabel tuma. Tana bar Mishnah says because it's derech ani b'lev yam. Chananya learns it out from this that it's compared to a sackcloth, which just like sack is metal dimol b'reken, so too is the boat that's made out of wood, and it's not metal dimoli. So on that, the Gemara is coming to qualify that even if it's only through oxen, but that's still considered that's metal dimoli. So that says taste is nearly read. It seems to the read, filah b'yeshba memsa, that even if it's so large, it has 40 saw, it's still going to be considered that it has halacha b'kli, that it's a mekabel tumah, again, even moly, because it could be metoltal through shvar. But then Tais brings tamal l'Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rabbi Yitzchak wonders, am I not at Chananya? Why, when the Gemara says this teaching, does it pick specifically Chananya? Harabbanan namer l'pligi b'ha. What do you mean? The Rabbanan of our Mishnah, they don't disagree with Chananya in this principle. Because the Masha Matar and Svinas Hayardin, this that they say that the Svinas Hayardin, which is Metalti Mole, that it's going to be Tar, that's not because they hold that even though it's Metalti Adi Shram, that's not considered Total. No, Hayinim Shram Derech Ani Malev Yam, that's only because, like what they bring in the Mishnah, in the halacha of the Pasuk, that just it compares it to the sea. And just like the sea is not Mekabot Tumas, so too the ship. And that's because not considered total. So that's question number one Tosis has. Why are we saying it only as a qualification in Chananya? Seemingly everyone agrees to this halach. But another question Tosis asks is, the nearer it seems, the Svinas Hagardim Metaltelas, Afila De B'nei Adam, that what's the Gemara bring a raya? The Chananya holds Tiltal De Shvam Shmei Tiltal. From the fact that he holds that the Svinas Yardin is Mekabot Tumo, but the Svinas Hagardim, it's movable not by shvarim, it's movable even by people, as Taisa explains. Because the ain't mitol tells al shvarim, if you would think to say that the Svinas Hayarden, this narrow boat of the Jordan River, was only be able to be moved through oxen, imkain, if that's the case, so why does the Gemara bring a raya from the Mishnah of Shalosh HaGolis to this halacha of tell al shvarim shmei tiltal, but we must need in the kelim, but from the Mishnah of this kelim, that's not what we learned. Svinas Yarden Temeya, which the Gemara said we didn't ever understood this halacha until it was came along and explained. That Mishnah says that the Svinas Yarden Temeya have mitzlachuchi. You could have proved it from that Mishnah. The Chanan, the Kohen Chananya, shmei tiltal, that's considered movable. So obviously the Svinas Yarden is not because of shvarim, rather it's because even by humans. So therefore, Taisus bothered. So what's this halacha that you're proving for Chananya? How do we even know Chananya holds of it if it's not metol al deshvarim? It's tiltal al videi adam, and therefore, of course, it's mekabel tuma. The next taste the master begins the words of the Gemara. Vam Rabbi Yechana. Rabbi Yechana says, "Im yesh ba beis kibul remainim b'chulu." He qualifies on the last case, and he says, "And if it could hold pomegranates," which today's come to explain that why doesn't the Gemara bring a raya from the middle case? That his Rava was proving this halach of tilta de shvamish made tiltum. He's arrived from Mishnah Masechet Kelim. So we have three different types of wagons. The last wagon was for stones, and therefore it's not for medrash, and it's not even makabel because it has large holes. But on that, Rabbi Yechonu taught that if you would make it that the holes were not large as the size of a pomegranate, then it would be makabel tuma. And although that's a very heavy wagon, and it's only metol de shvarim, you see, it could be mekabel tuma. What's bothered Taisus is, but the middle case seemingly is exactly the case, instead of qualifying the third case. The second case was, if it's made like a bed, which has the avatuma, so says Taisus, mahadik tana b'mita, from the middle case where it says that if it's made like a bed, tamei tami mes, that it's mekabel tuma mes, loy matzalas to yirai, from there we could not have brought a proof. You could say that that's not such a heavy wagon, and therefore that can be carried even by people, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. But it's only from the third case, which is made for stones, which are generally very heavy, and then you would need oxen. That's where we see that if it doesn't have holes the size of a pomegranate in mekabel tuma, that's a raya to this halacha of tilta al deshvarim shmei tiltum. Continuing next taste the master, that's against the words of the Gemara, shalish tevesei, which the Gemara, once it was bringing in this halacha of tilta deshvarim shmei tiltum from the Mishnah of three types of wagons, it then mentions a similar type of a categorization of three different types of boxes. Now, what's bothering Taisa is, that my Maisi Lo, why does the Gemara bring this halach of the boxes? It has no relevance. We're learning it out from the case of the wagons, which is what you are moving through the oxen. And if you're going to say the Imishum Dehi Sefer Dehi De Gimel Agos, and simply because it's the Sefer, the Mishnah, many times we find Talmudic literature that brings the end of the Brais or the Mishnah simply because it started with it. But if that's the case, it should have brought the middle case of three trusts, which is also similar to Halacha. And it doesn't. It skips to the Sefer. And never tells it doesn't know why did the Gemara bring this Halacha of the Shalosh Tevis in the three boxes. Tunic says the Masa begins with words of the Gemara, Haba B'mi D'Tar Meklum. The largest box, it's so large, that is going to be totally tar. It's not going to be kabel any time. I'm just going to explain that what's this case of this large box that's not going to be kabel any tumma. It says it's specifically a pischel of malakai. It has tumma where the opening is on the top. Because, as Taisa says, the pischel mitzid, if the opening was on the side, then the chazal midras. Then someone could be laying on the top of the box while you're doing work with it because the opening is on the side. And then says Taisa, then actually would be makabel tumah because the leiboy metalta malavurdekin the min bukhari stuff lamachesim enough, which are quoted in a previous tesis on the previous stuff, that you don't have to have metalta malavurdekin. Now you don't compare it to sock if something is fit for medras, and therefore actually would be makabel tumah. And there must be talking about that if we're saying it's not makabel tumah because it's so large and you can't move it. It's not metalta malavurdekin. That must be that it does not have a tumah medras because again the opening is on the top and therefore people cannot lay on this box. Taste the mask, taste begins with the Gemara. El Amar Papa, rather Papa says, Hachikam, this is what it's saying, Mechulu, etc. Mishal Eitz, and if it's of wood, Be Midrasi, Be Magoi, whether you sit on it, whether you touch it, Tame, it's going to be Tame. Chase comes to explain the two different opinions mentioned in the Gemara of Rezvir and Rav Papa. And that is because the Gemara quoted a Braisa that was enigmatic. It was hard to translate the Braisa. It said from the Tanakhama that Medris Klicheris is going to be Tar, which the Gemara later on brings the source for that. Rabisi says, Afasina. The Gemara says, what's Af that he's saying? So first thing, remember his interpretation of Rav that saying that the Tanakhama holds Medrash Klicheres is going to be Tar, but Magoi is going to be Tameh. And also, Svinah Shalcheres is going to be Tumah for Maga, which that's like Chananya. Bisi disagrees. He says, no, Av Svinah is what? Is Tahira. Because he holds the Tanakh of our Mishnah that the boats are always going to be Tar. And that Rav Papa asked from Rav Zvid that he doesn't like his interpretation, because how do you understand the Av? And rather, he brings a different interpretation. Tanakhama holds that by Kli Cheres, there's no Tumas Medrus, and there's, yes, Tumas Maga, and by Kli Eitz, he adds on this element of a wooden vessel, then there's both Tumas Medrus and Tumas Maga, but the Svina, Afa Svina is what? It's going to be Tahar, because he was like a Tanavah Mishnah regarding Svina. And Rebisi disagrees, and holds that no, also Svina is going to be a Tame, because he was like Chananya. Now, Tayyip being is Tim Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam wonders. The Lama like, yeah, why did Rav Papa and his interpretation have to edit, and we're editing this brisa anyway. But in his editing, why did he have to add shel eitz that is talking about that they were discussing vessels made out of wood, and that their machlekes was regarding a svina seyardin, the boat of the Jordan River, it's mekabel tumanad lehavale lelafuchi shenui kama. If what was bothering him just was the word of af, that as Rashi explains in the Gemara, that it's regarding. If it's af, then there's no af on tahara. What's he saying, af? So all he should have done is should have just switched around the case and should have kept the same case of Reb Zera and just switched around the attribution of the opinions. And that is the dilatana kama, according to tana kama, srin shalcheres is tahara, katan did not. He holds that it's always going to be tar, even mecheres, like the tana of our Mishnah. Reb Yesi, af asvina, what's af asvina? Temeya, which that's what that was the main point of Rav Papa, regarding that he holds this Gemitame, which is Kichananya, like that of Chananya. And the after Rabbi Yasi, and what would the after Rabbi Yasi, which again, that was the main point of Rapapa's question, what would that be going on? Amaga, the common Tanakama, the Tame. Tanakama that says by Kli Cheres, if you touch this Gemitame, on that Rabbi Yasi saying, also Svinash al Cheres, Gemitame to Mesmaga. Because we don't learn that from the Pasuk Derech HaNebel Evyam. Why did Rapapa have to change the case? It's not Tumat Svinash al Cheres, Tumat Svinash Sayardin, which is the other case in the previous stuff that. Yeah, the difference between the Chananya and the Tanava Mishnah. And also adding on that there's a discussion of a Kli Eitz that is mentioned in the Pinyin of Tanakhama. So because of this question, Al-Kein Yil Rabbeinu Tam Gersas Rach. Rabbeinu Tam actually has like the Gemara, like the Gersa, the text of Rabbeinu Chanan. The Gersin of Mosej of Zvid, that actually his Gersa of the opinion of Zvid in the Tanakhama was actually Usvina Shel Cheres Tahira. That the boat of earthenware is going to be tahar, even from Tumas Maga, because he holds Ketandi Didan, like the Tana of our Mishnah, that holds all boats, always going to be tar. Rabbi Yisi, Oimer Afasvina, Temeya Kechananya. This is in Rav Zvid. And that also the boat's going to be tummy, like Chananya, which holds that, no, if it's not metal to Moli Berekon, that's only by a regular one, but Svina Shalcheres doesn't have to have that. And therefore, he's going to hold that Svina Shalcheres is going to have Tumas Maga. Kamay Maga de Klicheres. And that's why he's saying Af, it's going to be like the Maga of Klicheres that the Tanakh was talking about. Now, Uparach my Af, so what's Rav Papa's question on Rav Zvid of what is Af? His question is like this. The hashtulay koya ikar milsa the Tanakama. Because it Af sounds like it's going on the Tanakama. There's no words of the Tanakama that's mentioning that. Ela diktuk devarav. Because the Tanakama is talking about Thomas Medris. That is not. It's only going the inference of the word of the Tanakama. The daikina that we make an inference in his words. That yes, there's no Medris to Klicheres, but Hamagoy Tomei, but there is going to be Thomas Amagam. And of that you're telling me the Rabbi Yisi is coming on that Diuk. He's saying that, oh, what else is going to be Tomei? It's going to be the Svinish Lacheres. But that's difficult. So Elam Rapapa, Hachikam, and Bechulu. So the Rapapa disagrees, and he says, oh, this is what the Bryce is saying. Tanakama held that Medris Klicheres is going to be Tar, etc. With Svinish Lacheres Tomei Kechananya. And a boat made out of earthenware, so he's keeping over here the text of Shalcheres. Asvinu Shalcheres is going to be Tomei because he's Kechananya. The Tanakam, according to Rav Papa, is like Kechananya. That holds that, yeah, they would don't compare it to Sak, and they're going to be Kabotama. Whereas Rabbi Yisi, he says, no, Avasvina is what? Is Tahira. It's because that's Ketana Didan, like the Tana of our Mishnah. Kamoi Medris Klicheres, which that's exactly like the case that Tanakam is talking about, of the Medris Klicheres. The Ketani Tanakam headed the Torah, the Tanakam says Torah, and that should be said, Af Asvina, also Asvina, which again makes more sense according to Rapapa's interpretation, the way Rabbein Thomas Lenin, Rabbein Chananel, that's also going to be a case of Torah, it's a whole different case than that we have in the Gears of our Gemara. Ketanik says the Masle, it begins with words of the Gemara, Mahu de Isle Tara b'mikva, which we're comparing in the bedding to the Zav. So I just going to explain that it's not really so exact. I mean, the Braisa brought that the Medris Klicheres are going to be tar. How do we know that? So Chizkiya said, because we compare the bedding of a person to himself. Because it says, b'mishkavoy, his bed is connoting him and his bed. Just like the person himself has tar b'mikvah, so to the bedding have to have tar. Contra Klicheres, that does not have tar b'mikvah. So therefore, it's not going to have tumah of Medris, that of Mishka b'mishka. Now, on the wording of Mahu Disli tar b'mikvah, which is the different Masal of Taisis, so it's just lav davka noka mikvah. It's not really precise to say that just like the zav has tara in the mikvah, which is a pooled water, because actually the zav by mayim chaim. A zav needs a higher level than just a mikvah of water. It has to be spring water. So what are we saying? Mahu desle tara b'mikvah? And the rather, Taisa explains, it's simply because mishum debayi leminka mikvah gabi mishkan moshav. It's just because of what we're comparing it to, regarding the bedding and the chair, that there it only requires that of a mikvah, because Taisa says in mayim chayim regarding live waters, leimet zechinon sheitoin b'mishkan mishkan zav. That doesn't require by the bedding to be like the zav itself, because the lebeinan el the domin lepur to disle tara. This would compare the bedding to the zav, it just to be similar at least that there is tara, and then you don't have to just break it, but it doesn't need all the way as mayim chayim, and therefore again that's why you say the terminology of mahu isle tara b'mikvah, but it doesn't really mean like that because really he needs more than just that. But regarding what we're comparing the mishkan mishkan, that's what we say it's enough for tahara in the mikvah. Two next tases the master begins with the Gemara lafuki klicheres, come to exclude from earthenware vessel the less late tahara b'mikvah where there is no tahara in the mikvah. Now, Tase can explain that, but we find exceptions to this rule. Taima Tase is the wonder because the hakoifis are classic case brought many times in Shas. Someone takes a bundle of yeast which became hard like a rock. Sheichtu yeshiva, if you designate it for sitting like a bench, the halacha is to make a medrash, it's going to have to make a medrash, the amrin, but overrated, like the Gemara says, the chol nafka v'chaptasim and olive, avagav the less late tar b'mikvah, even though there's no tara in the mikvah because it's a food item, and yet still you see, doesn't have tumas medrash. But that refutes the drasha we're saying over here in the Gemara, like klicheres, because it does not have tara b'mikvah, it's not going to have tumas medrash. And that's Amir ben Atam, he says, no, the yesh b'minoi, which also is mentioned here in our sugya, its species, which means, what do you mean species of yeast? Bigaduli karka, which, where does it come from? From the grain, which comes from things which grow from the ground. Something that grows from the ground has tar b'mikvah. Kagoin, for example, cleates. What is also growing from the ground? And since that's considered in the species, in the umbrella of Gedulei Karka, and there in its species it does have tar b'mikvah. Therefore, all other types, even those that don't have like a food item, a tar in the mikvah, will still have the tumah of medras, and therefore the halacha of kofis ar. Ketanik says the master begins the words of the Gemara, mapetz b'mes minayin. Where do we know, regarding the mat, that's going to have tumas mes? Today's come to explain exactly what type of mapetz are we talking about. This is because we brought a braisa that says that klicheres is, that's what the Gemara was discussing, klicheres is not metame tumas medras. How do we know this? So we know this from a hekesh of the Mishkan Meishav to the Zavad and Nida. Just like there's no tar, it has to have tar mikvah also over here. Now, that the Gemara asked, Rabbi Loi asked from a braisa, which you see that a mapetz of wood, it has tumas medras even though it does not have tar b'mikvah. Now, regarding this exact case, Pirsh B'Kunch, she said, the Ma'ib Ma'apet Shal Eitz. We're talking about a mat made out of wood, reeds that are from like a tree. And that's what we're saying, that there's no Tara in the mikvah. And yet still you see that there's Tumas Medras. However, Einil Rabbeinu Tam. But that does not seem to be the correct interpretation to Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Pshut Kli Eitz, because this exact case that Rashi is describing, which is a flat wooden vessel that has no receptacle, which is this mad, Yeshlem Tara B'Mikvah, actually does have Tara in the mikvah. And your whole premise that the Gemara is asking is that, you see, it doesn't have time for it. It does. Can the Mukha Perikam in the Sukkah? The Gemara brings in Sukkah Daft Zayin Min Alf. Dama that the Gemara says, Mita, Mitaheres Evarim, a bed can be purified different limbs at a time. Well, Mukhala, Bepshud Dikliates. And the Gemara explains what type of case. Talking about a bed that it's flat wooden pieces. Kagayna Ruchash Dekarayim, like the long part of the bed and the two legs that you could go ahead and immerse it at different parts. So you see that even the Pshut Dikliates, it does have tar in the mikvah. So therefore, Vayim Rabbein Tami disagrees in Rashi. He says, the halacha b'mabet shal shibah b'shal gemi. We're talking about reed grasses, gemi, where, that is what the mat is made out of. The inler shim tumah elam drabanan. There, the tumah is only rabbinic, and that's something that does not have tar in the mikvah. Levad metumas medrash can appear la'ob b'perek b'ma'isha, except for the fact that tumas medrash that it has biblically, and it's regarding such a type of a mat that we're saying that there it has tumas medrash, even though it's something that does not have tara in the mikvah. Now Tosfos goes to clarify what he mentioned before. He says v'had the pshut dikli eitz is l'tar b'mikvah. This that we're saying not like Rashi that pshut dikli eitz has tara in the mikvah. That says Tosfos I'm a read that re says how do we know this? Because the Nafkal Amidach said we know from the pasuk b'midbar l'manaf. It says v'chol kli eitz tischato, all wooden vessels you should purify. The mashma sounds like afal pshuti, doesn't differentiate. Sounds like from the word kol, even if it's a flat wooden vessel. Dumi dikli matzchis tichzivi hasim, similar to the metal vessels that I mentioned over there, which we know pshut dikli matzchis also have the tara in the mikvah. Now, Tosfos Bavarin is a question. He forewarns. He says, "V'avikav dechseb b'chamaisi izim." Although it says there in that same pasuk, and all garments made out of goat's ear, lekala meili. We cannot learn from there to the other thing mentioned over there, pshut dikli eitz, to say ma maisi izim. Just like things made out of goat here, is only mekabel tumah. That if it's metalta malaver eken, only if it can be moved when it's full and empty. Av kli eitz, also wooden vessels, shenav tara, only if it's metalti moli v'reikon, which should come to exclude pshut dikli eitz, it's not metalti moli, because it does not have a base kibul, and therefore, the delay shaykh l'mei l'falchei l'masakta, says no, because you can only learn it from, where it mentions explicitly in the pasuk the terminology of sak. So although generally actually sakim were made out of goats here, but it's only mentions the word sak. Like it says, that by the yes of the brothers, they were emptying out their sackcloth with. The word sak sounds like something that it's filled up, and therefore that it's movable when it's full and it's empty. And actually, that's why actually whoever mentions this concept, it always says, because it's only compared to that of a sackcloth. When it says the word sack, that's something that tells you the halacha metal to malabarikin. But like Nukin doesn't say, ma begin metal to malabarikin, just like a garment or something that's movable, full and empty. Although in that same pasuk it says, oi begger or a sack, oi begger or a sack, the reason is because only where the word sak connotes something that's metalta malivurdekin, whereas beged or kliates or that of mycism, that it could even if it's not metalta malivurdekin, and therefore from this pasuk we're going to include even pshut kliates, and just like beklimatzches, and not excluded from the comparison to Maisa Izim. So it tells the bird that according to Rashi, the sugi is talking about a mat made out of wood. And what that says, Taisis, the fact that we call it something that has tar in the mikveh that does not have, Taisis says that it would seem that it's a mapet shel gemi, because Taisis says that actually pshut kliyetz, we learn that from Reba called kliyetz, that actually it does have a tar in the mikveh, and therefore has to be talking about that of the gemi, which that does not have tar in the mikveh, and that's what we're saying, that was the Gemara's question, and still we see that it does have a tumah of medrash.